Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Let me ask you, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Am I what?
At least 18 years of age.
Yep.
Let me ask you, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
What is the biggest what?
Issue?
Well, our governor.
The governor? Okay.
Yeah, he's given all these black people money.
Okay.
For votes.
What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
I don't know.
You don't have any idea which can be a pressing global environmental issue?
Nope.
Okay, no problem. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
What is the what?
The environment, the pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota.
I don't know.
You don't have any idea?
Nope.
Anything that you might think of, global warming, water pollution, anything?
Well, I do. I monitor the river for the pollution control.
Okay, so water pollution or air pollution?
Water pollution.
Water, okay.
I'm done the 30th of this month. Done until next fall.
Okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Are you still with me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay. Using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Forest products, do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just, fair, or poor?
I think they're doing a poor point.
Okay. What about refining?
What about what?
Refining. Do you think they're doing a good job, an excellent job, a fair job, or poor?
A fair job.
Fair, okay. And what about medical manufacturing?
Oh, I'm getting too many insurance companies now. They want money.
Okay, so which one should I record for you? Are they doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or poor?
Well, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, they've done a pretty good job.
Good job, okay. What about electric utilities?
Well, I got dual heat. And they keep raising it.
So do you think they're doing a good job? Do you think they're doing an excellent job? Good job, just fair, or poor?
Poor job.
Poor. What about agriculture and farming?
Farming, I don't know. I was a farmer at one time.
Okay, so do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job?
No, all the farmers are Democrats, and they're doing a poor job.
Poor job, okay. And what about mining?
Mining, if they let up there in the North Country here, if they let the goal of the mining, what we need is for these new automobiles.
Okay, so do you think they're doing an excellent job, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair job.
Fair job, okay. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The U.S. Forest Service, you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or poor?
Fair job.
Thank you. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
They're doing a poor job.
Thank you. Environmental groups?
They're doing a poor job.
Thank you. county land departments.
What's that?
County land departments.
The county, they keep raising taxes all the time. They're doing a poor job.
Poor job, okay. What about forest and timber industry?
Well, if they keep on cutting wood, we ain't gonna have any more.
Okay. So, in your own words, are they doing an excellent job? Good, just fair, or poor?
Poor job.
What?
I was around here and I planted trees for Mrs. Johnson. And now I got four. I'm dead.
Okay.
They got the disease in it.
Now, let me ask you, how important do you feel that forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economic? Will you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat, okay. And how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Do you think it's going to be a very significant, somewhat significant, or not too significant, or not at all?
Not too significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they're more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
Well, these here people that are cutting wood, and I think that they're planting trees enough to, so they keep in business.
Okay, so do you think it's more than, or same, or a fewer?
The same.
The same, okay. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was in 1970s?
There's about the same.
Same, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future, or no?
No.
No? What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say it's positive, no impact, or negative impact?
More impact.
Okay. So would that be positive or negative or no impact?
Negative.
Negative. Okay. Now, do you feel it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees from commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are now park or wilderness area, or no? I'm sorry? Would that be a yes or no? I'm sorry.
No.
No? Okay. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
No.
No? Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Well, I'm against electrical. I don't know what they're going to do okay. With the...
So which one should I record for you, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Okay, now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
I think they use it like for electricity.
Okay, so would that be yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry, yes or no?
Yes, I toured the paper plant in Brainerd.
Thank you. That's the reason why we're reaching out to you, because you know of more things about what we're talking about, okay, sir? Now, do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group, yes or no?
No.
No? Now, do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and marker or manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component, a minor component, or is fading out?
The second to the last one.
So that would be a minor component.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty is hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill this job?
Well, yes, I would go along with that, yeah.
Okay. Now, this is the last part of the survey. Thank you for staying on the phone with me. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the numbers and diversity of the workforce. The question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment to support its rural economics, forest, and forest industry?
I support it.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each one, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
I support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce, which outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
I support that one.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
I support that.
And the last one, get into schools, classrooms, and start informing young people of the opportunities the forest workers' jobs provide.
I support that.
Thank you. Now, finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
12.
12, so that would be high school, right?
Yeah, high school.
Thank you. Now, what is your age?
83.
Thank you so much. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Small town. Now, is your annual household income $25,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $99,999, or is it over $100,000?
It's less than that.
Okay, so less. Which one? Which category? The 50,000 or the 75,000?
50,000 less.
Thank you. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or businesses? Is it a manufacturing business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare? Educational governance, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, a homemaker, a student, or unemployed?
Retired.
Thank you. My last question for the survey tonight, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or female?
A male.
Thank you so much, sir. You've been so kind to me. That was the last question on my survey. I appreciate you taking my call today. I hope you have a safe week.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your night, sir.